This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Celebrity Trash. Today is opening day. And with that in mind, one of the stories I was handed this morning is the top 20 highest grossing baseball movies. So as I read through this, I thought, oh, that's a problem. Oh, that did. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to make this a little game.
Oh, all right.
You know, in the spirit of the opening day games today, it's time to play a game.
Now, listen, I want to say something here real quick. A man goes on Jeopardy and he wins. He doesn't then go on Wheel of Fortune and lose money because he didn't get the question right there. You can't take my money away from me. I don't become a loser of the money I've won in the past on different games. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no one's asking you for that.
Okay.
You win $5 if you win.
But I don't have to pay you $5.
No.
Well, I don't
unless
know. The other day, you guys squeezed $15 out of
me. Yeah, but it was something about, you know, will he do it?
Something about something. It any chance to squeeze money
going,
out of you.
That's not how games work.
Should we make them work like that?
No.
I wouldn't mind that. If you lose, listen, it would certainly motivate me to prepare more games for you that you can't win. I mean, more games for you.
Right.
End of sentence. All right. So here's the deal, though, Vinny. These baseball movies span a long period of time, and I'm going for actual box office grosses.
Okay.
So I will tell you what year each movie came out so that you can use that information in order to figure out which one made more money.
If you want to phone a friend, I'm here.
No phoning friends.
No, I'll phone a friend.
No phoning friends.
I'd like to phone a friend.
No. You need to get 4 out of 5. Okay?
Good luck.
Good luck, Vinny. Question number one. Which of these two baseball movies made more money? For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner in 1999 or Major League 2 with Charlie Sheen in 1994? For the Love of the Game or Major League 2, which one grossed more at the box office?
I like to phone a friend.
No phoning a friend.
I gotta go Kevin Costner, Bob.
That is correct, Vincent.
Yeah!
You got that one right.
Can he ask, and I forgot what you said right now, can he ask the year or are you saying
I'm going to give you the year.
Okay.
All right.
That way you can figure that in.
Yeah, I feel like that has something to do with it.
So For the Love of the Game was number 16 on the list of highest grossing
all
movies
right.
with $35 million, and Major League 2 was $30 million. All right. Number two. Which one made more? Moneyball in 2011.
Or, I love that movie. That was good.
Or The Natural with Robert Redford and Glenn Close in 1984. Which one grossed more?
Mm.
Ooh. Both big movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which one grossed more? The Natural or Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill?
Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill, the Oakland A's, big deal.
Mm-hmm. It was a big deal of a movie. But did it make more than the Robert Redford, Glenn Close movie, The Natural?
I got to go, no, Bob. Natural one wins the money take there.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. You got that one wrong. The Natural was number 11 on the list. It made $47 million. And Moneyball was number 3 on the list. It made $75 million.
Had a lot of hype, right?
Yeah.
Was it a book first?
It was.
I would bet you that if you adjusted for inflation, that The Natural killed it. But unfortunately, we're not adjusting.
We're not.
Okay. Question number 3. Which of these two movies grossed more? Major League with Charlie Sheen, the original one, in 1989, or The Bad News Bears with Billy Bob Thornton in 2005?
Oh, the remake?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I got to go Major League.
Major League did get more. That's good. Whew. I need to get 4 out of 5 here. Major League with Charlie Sheen in 1989 made about $50 million.
The Bad Jodie News Bears, Foster version's right. The only one you need to watch.
Bad News Bears. That's, and by the way, that's not in the top 20.
I'm sure it's not.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, so what? What was that, the 70s?
Yeah. I saw that on TV. I didn't even see that.
Bad News Bears was number 17.
At the cinema.
$32 million. All right, number 4.
I'm winning, right?
You are, yeah. 2 right, 1 wrong. You can't get any more wrong.
Okay.
Question 4. Which one grossed more? The Rookie with Dennis Quaid in 2002 or Bull Durham with Kevin Costner and Tim Robbins?
Bull Durham, Bob.
I'm sorry, that is
what?
Bull Durham made about $50 million, and The Rookie made $75 million. You want the last one?
Bull Durham's like
on
a list of probably people's favorite.
Well, I tried to make them hard, you know.
All right, what's the last one?
Here's the last one. Which grossed more, Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner in 1989 or A League of Their Own with Gina Davis and Madonna in 1992?
See, both are good, but I think Field of Dreams would be the number one baseball movie of all time.
But we're talking about money.
Right.
Talking about money.
Money.
I'm still
money.
Going Field of Dreams.
I'm sorry. That is actually what I would have put that at the top of the heap, but the number one highest grossing
Madonna.
Of all time baseball movie is A League of Their Own with $107 million.
Well, that's Tom Hanks, too, right?
Yeah. 1992.
There's no crying in baseball. You got that?
The number two highest grosser of all time, 42, with Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, recent.
Yeah.
I like that, too, by the way. I watched that. That was good.
Number 3 was Moneyball. Number 4 was The Rookie. Number 5, Field of Dreams. Then The Benchwarmers was number 6. Rookie of the Year was number 7.
What about Bad News Bears?
The original, it's not in the top 20.
I know.
Yeah.
But do you know what's so great about that film? It is so politically incorrect.
Of course it is.
It could never, you could never do that today.
I can hear Jodie Foster yelling Butterworth's name at him. Like, it's just so.
And the kid swearing at his coach the entire game. God, you got such a foul mouth. Oh, the good old days. Those were the days.
Isn't one of the kids there? Doesn't one of the kids have a cig in his mouth?
Yeah. Kelly, right? Yeah. The dude motorcycle.
That's so funny.
Did you guys ever see, I know it's on the list somewhere like number 15, Trouble with the Curve, and that's Clint Eastwood and Justin Timberlake.
No.
I don't think it did that great. Sarah, I don't know what it made. But
it was, I don't have the year here, but $35 million is at number 15.
It was a 15. Good movie.
That's the movie.
I love a good baseball movie.
It's his daughter decides she's going to be a scout, too, and she meets Justin Timberlake.
Uh-huh.
And what is he, a ball player or something?
Yeah, he is.
It did look cute.
Yeah.
The Sandlot's on
here. Or Justin Timberlake, maybe he was a baseball player, but now he's an agent as well. He scouts around, something like that. It's really
cute.
Scouts around in the small towns looking for that next
Did
great
you guys
hitter.
Ever hear this one? Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore?
Yes. I did. It's so
it's
cute.
It's a Red Sox movie.
Yes.
That's funny. That made $42 million. It's number 12 on the list.
He's
How
like
have you not
uber
seen
fan. He's an uber seen. Baseball fan and just lives and dies for the Red
Keanu
Sox.
Keanu Reeves' Hardball is number 13.
I don't know that.
I don't remember.
Hardball?
The Sandlot's number 19. Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac. That's
I
number
saw
20.
That.
Mm-hmm, oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How's that one? Yeah. By the way, I didn't realize this. I mean, I guess I've heard you say it before, but I started talking about this. I go, this is a fun list. I'll make it a game. And Yuzi's like, oh, my God. I love baseball movies so much.
Guess who's in Hardball?
Who?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just a kid. You got
to
see what he looks
like. I don't want to be into some kid.
come on. Yeah, it came out in 2001. I was going to say 1986, but I don't even think he was born then.
I doubt it.
Everybody.
I'm going to say no, Bob. Maybe. I don't know how old Michael B. Jordan is, but he looks like he's in his 20s.
Oh, someone goes, Tatum O'Neal was in the Bad News Bears, not Jodie Foster.
Oh,
whoever.
You're correct.
415.
One of those great little girl actresses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm racist on that one, right? I gotta be. Some
For
white
what?
Girl.
From one white girl to the other.
A little white girl. So I'm looking at this. Here's a list that someone came up with. So, of course, it's incredibly subjective.
It's wrong is what you mean.
Well, I don't know if it's wrong.
You don't agree with it?
Well, I do think that some of these are full. And as I looked through the list, I want to say I've probably, here's the name of the list, the best sing-along car songs. So the song comes on the radio.
Well, this is a list
for you.
You
crank it up.
Well, no doubt.
That is what
all right,
I do.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to say, hold on, before you do, oh, I man. Will say every single one of these songs is something I've sung at the top of my lungs in a car. There's
all right.
No question.
Ready?
Okay.
Call Me Maybe.
No.
How about Since You've Been Gone?
No.
The entire Bay
one.
Area
one,
made shock face when you made that statement, by the way.
Which one?
I've sung every one of these at the top of my lungs, and the whole Bay Area goes,
you have?
She sings at the top of her lungs? When
I
does that happen?
Breathe.
That is a great car song right there. Yeah, yeah! Thanks to you! Now I get
I have a question.
What a want!
Is there,
is there an
era that we should be focusing on here? Because
no,
I'm talking about the modern era.
No, I'll tell you something about this. These do span quite a bit of time. There is nothing in here that is post 90. I'll tell you what number 7 is on here.
Well, all
because
right.
that I think is the I'm looking at all these. I think this is the youngest of all these songs is Wonderwall by Oasis,
oh.
which, by the way. Not a great sing-along.
It's a good karaoke song, though,
is
everyone.
It?
It's my go-to karaoke.
This is your go-to karaoke?
Oh. Yeah.
It's a fun song to sing.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thanks for the backup.
There are many
See,
things
look at you go.
I like to say to you, but I don't know how. All right, so they got that one at number 7. You want to make some more guesses?
I'll tell you, texters. Our 707 says Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is number one.
No!
And it is the one that I would have thought of.
Because of Garth and...
That's right. The Wayne and Garth movie.
Wayne and Garth, yeah.
That is... I didn't even think of that. That's just one of those songs when this song comes on and it doesn't really matter how
good
old
job,
you are.
Good job, 707. You get Vinny's $5.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he didn't get $5. Oh. Sorry.
You're mean today. Jeez.
No,
just the other day, we're sitting in the kitchen, and in my family, we have this thing where we'll, you know, everybody yells. That we get to take turns yelling a song at the home assistant device. And I had yelled something from Pentatonix. Or no, they do some medley of like every like the evolution of music. And so after that went, my other kid goes, oh, have you ever heard their version of Bohemian Rhapsody? And it's amazing.
Mm.
And so we were all singing along to that. And that was the first thing that popped into my mind when I saw this list.
Let's hear
and
it
is the number one sing-along. Now, you got to remember, even the drums in this are vocal. No, listen to it. It gets better.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
And even go to the part at the end where the solo's happening.
Oh, where is that?
That'll work. Come on, that's cool. Turn it up.
No.
It's awesome.
No,
it's so good. Oh, baby. All right. Yeah. Anyway,
it's very Pentatonix. It's a little too much production for me.
Listen to this part.
No.
I love this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I'd love to be in this band.
Well, that you is can make it your own, Sarah.
That is my dream.
Jane texted me. Jane says, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, that's a great one. It is not on this particular
list. Okay, Tiny Dancer.
Nope, not on
Love
this
Shack.
List. No. All great. See, that's the thing.
What's the list again?
It is the best sing-along car song. So they have...
Rapper's Delight, Sarah.
No, it's not. They have at number 10, Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
I love that song, but 415
Rapper's
loves it as well.
Now, this is a driving song right here.
All right.
This is number 10.
Okay.
Sit up. The
I'm getting out of the car.
Drive
I'm getting out right here.
Don't even slow down. I'll just jump out.
I'm just leaving.
I already Ubered a new ride.
Yeah. I'm going to aim for the grass.
No, the Uber's going to pull up right beside me. I'm just going to jump in the back window. They have Hey Jude from the Beatles at number 9. That's one. This song is 5 minutes too long. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This goes
I mean,
on and on.
It's nice, but.
Yuzi, you'll like number 8.
Okay, what is it?
Hotel.
It's her least favorite song.
It is my least favorite Eagles song.
Really?
It is.
Is it because it's the one you hear all the time?
Yeah, I guess so. It's overplayed and it's just like, it seems kind of dark.
Rising
to
up
me.
Through the air. Oh, because bad things are happening at the Hotel California.
Yeah.
I see. So Oasis Wonderwall was number 7, and that's the most recent song. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Sure.
Oh, no, not I.
I will survive.
I'll put the cake version on, though.
Oh, they do a version?
They do. It's so good.
All right. Let's listen to
that. No, it says that it has the F word in it.
Oh, never mind then.
Journey.
Oh, someone texted in any Journey song.
Yeah, Don't Stop Believing is the one, though, that they picked. Hold on to that feeling. At number 4 is ABBA, Dancing Queen.
At number 4?
This is a good one. Dancing Queen.
Are you bailing, Vinny?
No, I mean, I can live with this. This isn't Survivor. What is that?
I Will Survive?
No, the Survivor song.
Run up right to the top.
Oh, I love that tune.
No, this, and I'm a Rocky fan, but no.
To survive.
Who sings this again?
Survivor.
Oh, the band is Survivor.
Number 3 is Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Touching you.
I like this.
Caroline.
Da ba ba. Number 2.
So sad
on this
to
list.
See him do his last performance at New Year's because he's got what does he have? Parkinson's?
I think it is Parkinson's.
That sounds right.
I mean, he's gotten to perform his whole life. He's made a mountain of money, and yet there he is doing his last song in front of the world on New Year's. And I just thought, that's awful.
And to know it's your last one, what a feeling that must be. Like, oh, okay, well, next stop, death.
Well, it's terrible because he has
it
to.
Is Parkinson's.
He's not saying. I'm done. I just want to retire and, you know, read the
paper.
He's
like, I'm retiring because I have to.
Right, because I can't pull this off anymore.
Right. We already know what number 1 is. It's Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Number 2 is a great sing-along song. It's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. What we've got, it doesn't make a difference if we make it on.
I would pick a different one.
Yeah, you got to go to.
I would pick Bad Medicine.
Wait, your love medicine. Is like bad medicine?
Bad medicine is what I need. Whoa, shake it up.
Wow, living on
is that
a
where
prayer.
You want me to start? Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, I want you to go to the key change, which is after the solo, after the second verse.
I want you to go to bad medicine.
He comes back. Yeah, we got to hold on, ready or not. You live for the fight when that's all that you
all
got.
All right, so where are we right now in the song? Do you know?
I believe, let me hear that. Go one whole section further.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. Oh, no. Oh, the solo still has to happen.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. We gotta hold on, ready or not. You live for the fight when that's all that you got.
Key change.
Halfway there. Woo! This song is, this almost should have been number 1. Because this one, it just feels so good singing it.
Was that your scream in harmony right there?
That was my scream in harmony.
Very nice.
What about bad medicine?
That's why you.
Oh, he wants bad medicine.
All right.
Just give it to him.
Here.
Give him his medicine.
Bad medicine.
Go, Holden.
Bad medicine is what I need.
I feel like you're in the wrong
shake
key.
Shake it up just like bad medicine. Doctor, that can cure my disease.
Nice.
Medicine is what I want.
Hey,
are you on the wrong
repeat
verse?
The list and repeat the source.
Oh, the source is the British Automobile Association. Okay. I guess they asked
the
drivers.
British.
Yeah.
So this is what Jaguar would.
Yeah,
you know, Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Is that how you say it?
That's
how
they
Vinny
say.
Says it.
Oh.
No, that's right. Vinny says Jaguar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you? He said it right.
What?
Didn't you say
Jaguar?
It right?
It's
I said Jaguar.
I think it's, it's Jaguar.
I want to say Jaguar, but they pronounce it Jaguar.
Who?
Jaguar.
The British people do.
Oh, Jaguar.
I thought they pronounce it Jagger.
No.
Oh, Jagger.
I got the moves like Jagger. I got...
anyway, this was the best sing-along car song, number one on that list.
I don't think a drum hit can save that one.
Boy, there is no... Although I will say that your rendition of Bad Medicine was epic.
Top-notch, as usual.
As usual.
Well, hey, talking about top-notch stuff I posted a Throwback Thursday picture of myself from Sunday school on my Instagram if you want
to
check it out.
I can't wait to see Little Holy Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman TV, if you want
to laugh fantastic. Your ass off. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Another lottery story.
Oh, I love those.
Local this time.
What city?
Pretty huge. Also, everyone's favorite dog. Walmart makes the news. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Thursday's a fine day. It's fine. We got some Throwback Thursdays going on today.
Oh, Hooman's picture.
Hooman's picture is so cute. He's adorable.
I go, hey, what size bowl cut is that?
Thank you.
I wrote back. Bowl.
I said it extra large.
Because I got a big old
got a big noggin.
It's at Hooman TV on Instagram.
Yeah, we want everybody to follow us. A lot of people follow Alice973, but you got to follow us all individually.
Yeah,
we're so fun, you guys. Check us out.
We want to pass the radio station.
Yeah, we want to pass. Is that wrong? I want to pass the radio station.
It's not
like
wrong.
You know, Sarah and Vinny. We're a good show here at the Alice. Please follow us. Clarky Clark is me with a I-E, C-L-A-R-K, I-E, C-L-A-R-K. Vinny is Vin Hassan, H-A-S-S-O-N.
What's use that?
Just use that. U-Z-E-T-T-E. Brinny Boy, Hooman TV, Von DeWizard. And actually, we all follow each other. So if you follow one of us, you can look through our followers. And guys, the hotline's ringing.
Who's the guy in the sport coat?
Yeah, so I was telling... I was telling Sarah that back in the day there was a picture day at church and he just wore a sport coat that day. I can't remember his
name. His mommy put him in it. Here you go, honey. It's picture day at church.
The only girl I know is the girl in the blue dress. I think she works at Google now. Her name's Sarah.
And she sent you the picture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she sent me the picture.
I feel like you're behind this photo and the guy with his eyes closed is the Vinny in the photo. You've put this thing together.
P.S.
Did you have blonde hair as a kid?
No, but I'm just saying, there it is. That guy's like, man, Hooman, that dick. Well, he got me again.
He was loving Jesus at the time.
Right, sure.
Eyes closed, loving on Jesus.
Mm. That's pretty cute. That is, what is that, the 80s? 80
yeah,
what?
I think that's 82. I can't remember.
What year were you born?
74.
Oh,
man, you're 43.
Damn.
You sure about that?
Old people.
I'm not, actually. I'm hoping I got that right.
It's now.
The Radio Alice Report.
It's what we do, Sarah. Mm. People don't think we're in marketing, but we are.
Yeah. We just marketed Berkeley and Dublin.
We figured out how to scream the last city name on your list of cities. That's what we do here.
95 says, y'all make me so happy. Sun is shining. Got my S&V. All is right.
Oh, did you know it's going to be almost 80 degrees today?
I've heard even higher. Like San Jose is going to get up to 83, 85.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Nice.
It was a hot one yesterday. It's supposed to be even warmer.
Super hot.
I know. Yikes. Oh,
love it.
Spring has sprung.
Stop at 80. But
yeah,
I love 80
is perfect. No hotter than 80.
Thank you. All right. Here's what's happening. An artist says pornographers who rented her Martha's Vineyard home used nearly every room to make porn videos. Unbeknownst to her and violating the lease agreement, according to a federal lawsuit she filed this week, they say in the lawsuit, she compiled a list of the places she's seen in the videos where people were doing it.
Oh, so she went back and checked it all out.
She bought a DVD from the production. Lee Bassett's the homeowner. She says, my bedrooms, my living room, my family room sofas, my stairway, atop the dining room table, her bathroom, her basement, atop her laundry room appliances.
Oh, no. Oh.
She goes on to say, the production company even failed to furnish their own sheets. They used her good pillows during the filming as well. It became clear that they deliberately used her linens and bedspreads, including the decorative bedroom pillows, hand-sewn and designed by me. She says, schoolboy fantasies too. And his son's best friend, volume 1. are just two of 24 films shot in her home.
24. How long did they have the place for?
Doesn't say exactly.
That sucks. But you know what? That's what happens. You rent someplace, you've given the keys to someone else. I don't know. You have to expect that.
You know, just speaking hypothetically, we had a conversation at home about what if we had to move somewhere soon?
Yeah, like what would we do?
Just
with
what
new
would
house
happen?
Right.
And there was this conversation was all in fun.
Yeah.
There was no reality at all to it. But one of her responses was, well, we could always rent this place. And I'm like, after what we went through in San Jose,
that doesn't happen every time someone rents
we
a place.
We got squatted on.
That's what I'd do. I'd rent.
You'd rent out the place?
My house? Yeah, I just rent it out.
Didn't you hear the story I told you?
I did hear it, and don't think that it hasn't given me pause.
Were stolen from us?
Don't think I didn't think about it, but if I ever had to move, I wouldn't want to sell my house. I just, you know, what if I need to move back?
Exactly. It's so hard to get back here.
Right. Well, could you rent your condo, do you
absolutely
think?
Yeah. It would go immediately.
Whom would you sublet
you
your place?
I can't. Well, it's part of my rent agreement. I gotta.
I
definitely have the worst loss of the entire morning show.
Brittany, what would you do?
No, that's the plan. Like, I'm gonna do that.
You're to going, rent it out.
You're eventually just gonna rent
eventually
your house
when
out.
I can buy another property or move out in some way.
Yeah, but you must have some way of getting back at, like, you. Do you, like, get people when they can't know that you're getting them?
Yeah, you've had lots of tenants over the years.
All your flips and your kicks
and
all that.
My parents dealt with that, and it was, like, it's all legal now. And we have to figure out the laws and stuff like that and go by the law.
There is a process.
There's a process, and if you follow it, and if you can hang on for the long run, you're okay.
You don't have a recipe for revenge is what you're saying.
Well, I think I want to try to plan ahead by interviewing my tenants. That's my plan when I actually do have my own tenants. You know, I want to know them well.
No,
background checks and credit
people
checks.
Have very nice.
And also knowing that you can beat them up.
Right, and then have like a little door
that's a good
in the
thing
floor
to have in your
and the
back
crawl
pocket.
Space so I can access their house and, you know.
Oh!
If they change the locks or something.
Right, and, you know, go crazy. Nice.
Okay. I just couldn't.
Go crazy.
Sorry to get off track, but I just, that response from her made me just go, what? We just got done with getting ripped off like that.
So you would leave it empty?
I don't know what I'd do, but I just couldn't believe she.
Just rent it out, Ben. Don't
so
worry about it. It'll be
funny.
Fine. Be
how quickly we forget bad experiences, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alphabet. This is an old story, but I pulled it back to the top of the pile when you guys got all Jaguar.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Jaguar.
Whatever. Alphabet is going to operate a fleet of 20,000 Jaguars for its driverless ride hail service by 2022.
Yeah, I heard this is some kind of partnership that they have with them. So they're going to license the technology to Jaguar too, that they'll be able to, I think, eventually put it in their cars, but that they, you know, contracted for these. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. They expect to do this. It's already, a deal is in place.
It's
how
great.
Are we pronouncing it?
Jaguar.
Mm. I just say Jaguar. I say Jaguar now for that's all these years of listening to Ben. Mm.
Texters, write in. Let us know.
What we're doing wrong again.
Oh, we know. We're doing everything wrong. We get it.
They were going to write in that she's on the rag. I don't know.
Why am I on the rag?
Me?
No.
What did I
do?
She's on the rag.
I never know when I'm on the rag or not. Thank God I have you guys around to tell me.
It's Jaguar.
It's not Jaguar. It is not
Jaguar. We're going
Jaguar.
We're going Jaguar.
Let's hear Google pronounce it.
I can't even remember how to say that.
Hold on. Give me a second.
All right. Everyone just wait for it.
No. Can a fella get she's on the rag played for once in his life? Come on.
She's on the rag. She's on the rag. She's on the rag. She's on the rag. God, I love that band. Community Property is the best song, though. Jaguar.
That didn't sound like Google. Who was that?
Jaguar.
That was...
Sounded like Brad Pitt.
Pronunciation book.
Chanel number 5.
A man stopping for a drink at a Sonoma gas station won $10 million off a $30 scratcher ticket.
What gas station? Is that the one we go to when we're there?
Ronald Lopez stopped at the 76th station on Arnold Drive to get something to drink, and while inside, he bought a $30 scratcher's ticket. It has 30 boxes on it, apparently. I don't know how the scratching
works. I think I go to that gas station.
Lopez started scratching the boxes and discovered the $10 million underneath the 13th box.
Oh, my God.
I took a couple glances, didn't really believe it, Lopez told lottery officials. I was in tears.
That is awesome. Oh, I love scratchers.
I don't even do the scratcher. I feel like that's not the big hit.
I do scratchers. I have a lot of rules for scratchers. Like, I usually do them with friends. Like, we'll go over and buy some lottery tickets, and I'll get, like, $4 or $5 scratchers. Or, you know, sometimes I really splurge and do the $10 scratchers. Mm-hmm. But then I like to do, I don't like us all to just scratch them off and be like, oh, I won, I didn't win. I like to go box by box and go around in a circle, and we all see if that person won. And then if you did win something, you don't uncover the prize until the very end. So then it's exciting. You can... Anyway,
that
I've never
sounds
won.
Like a lot of work, Sarah.
It is a lot of work for a very little payoff. We've never won any $10 million prizes, I'll tell you that right now. God, can you imagine?
No.
You'd just be staring at it like, this can't be real. Is this like a...
What am I seeing?
Yeah. Well, you get all. Like, yeah. Let me hold this and look at it under my armpit.
Right. Where do I sign on this thing? I'd be freaking out.
Labrador Retrievers are the most popular. By the way, a friend of mine just texted me. They're getting in on the game, too. Just bought a Jaguar over the weekend.
Don't they say it makes the second best car?
Jaguar does?
It makes a good second car. Yeah, because they're always in the shop.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Where's the drum hit?
Ba-dum-boom.
Oh, Rin's not there.
Labrador Retrievers are the most popular dog breed in the United States, they say, but maybe not for long.
Oh, what's gaining?
There's a new up-and-comer out there.
Is it the Labradoodle?
No, it's the French Bulldog.
Oh, those are so cute.
They are really
cute. French Bulldogs.
The French Bulldog climbed into the top four last year, knocking the Beagle out of the top five for the first time in nearly 20 years. The French Bulldog is poised for a takeover.
Wow.
They're saying... I do like that dog. It's right size.
I know. I thought you were going to get one.
They're so cute. Well, I'm not ready to get another dog yet, but I want that size of a dog, though. Something small.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. Lab's barely holding on.
Do you have the rest of the top five?
Let me see.
I'm
Lab,
Poodle?
German Shepherd, Golden Retriever. They're wonderful.
Goldens, yeah.
Our neighbors have a Golden, and the thing... Cruz comes over, and in less than a minute, I have hair from neck to knees or to ankles because he's just rolling in me as I scratch him. He's just like all over me. Really, really great dogs. Oh, sorry. I turned the page. So it's...
And then the French Bulldog is four and Beagle is fifth. Yeah, I like those French Bulldogs.
Bulldog is fifth.
Oh.
The regular bulldogs. See, they have a lot of... And I think French bulldogs might... I don't know. I can't say for sure. I know regular bulldogs have health issues.
Yeah. Are they one of the ones with, like, the breathing thing?
They have a major breathing thing,
and then, like, a hip thing, too. There's a few purebred dogs that have, like, hip dysplasia because they're just inbred.
Well, really, all dogs have some kind of thing going on.
Go adopt a
Beagles dropped
dog.
To six, poodle seven, Rottweiler, Yorkshire Terrier, and German Short-haired Pointer.
Oh,
you know what? Our other neighbor, CanePerformance.com is a Vizsla. Have you ever seen those?
Are they the ones with the curly hair on the back?
No, they're red, super short hair, and they have a great temperament, super good with family and kids. I really. That's
Vizsla.
Another Vizsla. That's a Vizsla.
It's beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Oh, it is a beautiful dog.
Tall and skinny.
Super cool, too. And that my other neighbors got one.
They almost look like a Doberman body without, you know, they obviously left the ears long.
They're
on
smaller,
this one.
Though.
Oh.
They're smaller.
It says they're sporting dogs and loyal companions.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Dogs.
Hey,
before you get to your next story,
I'm just going
to
do text after this, so go ahead.
I just want to congratulate this guy named Jose who won the 3-day passes. It was so funny because he was at his desk at work, and I'm like, you're caller 97. He went, yeah. I'm like, bro, are you at work? He goes, I go, jump up on your desk and say, I love America. He goes, I love America.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That is hilarious. We should almost have a separate tape recorder just to tape your winner. Nah. We never take any winners live on the air.
I know.
That's fun, Hooman. That's adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Back to you, Vin.
Our text number is.
It's 800-400-3697 because he keeps teasing it, not saying it.
What day did you discuss Survivor last week? I want to go back and hear it on the podcast.
I don't think we did, really. I think we mentioned early, oh my God, that was the most boring episode ever. We talked a little bit about how Ghost Island is an epic fail this year.
Well, good thing most of us aren't watching.
Last night was good, though, if you like humble bragging. Or whatever the hell that guy was doing.
But are they still doing Ghost Island? Someone said this morning, what happened to Ghost Island?
Yeah, they didn't use it yesterday.
Well, because it's not good.
Mm. No.
It's not working out.
I guess because they did that tribe swap thing.
Well, plus because some of the people are, they're total pusses. She's like, I don't think I'm going to try and play. What?
Yeah, they should. They shouldn't have the option to play or not. They should have to play, and everybody should play a game while they're there. There should be some advantage to being sent to... Or even disadvantage. Maybe you win something that's a disadvantage, but...
I think it's Survivor. I don't want... I love the show. I'm a big fan. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But they should fall into a pit or a well or something.
Right,
have to find
their way out.
Yeah, I mean, this is not... They're getting handed
win or be
rice.
A ghost.
Yeah.
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 Beneficiary.
That's the guy with all the charisma. It's hard for him.
Back after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.